This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take and Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic from Bloomberg Radio.
So our next guest gets e-commerce big time. He's a co-founder of Jet.com. It was then sold to Walmart for $3.3 billion back in 2016. Earlier this year, though, Nate Faust debuted a delivery service called Olive that consolidates orders from fashion labels. So let's find out a little bit more because he's working with the likes of Michael Kors, Adidas, Saks, and a lot of other very well-known brands. Here with how it all works, how it's going, is Nate Faust, founder of Olive, on the phone in New York City. Nate, how are you?
I'm doing well, Carol. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Feeling like the world's getting back to normal, which is always a good thing. Tell me what your last year has been like, especially here you are launching a company amid the midst of the pandemic and a very different economic and market environment.
No, absolutely. We started Olive a little over a year ago. In fact, actually, just about a year ago, coming up next week. And when we initially started exploring it, it wasn't triggered by the pandemic. It was triggered by just a broader desire to do something with a social or environmental impact for my next adventure. Mm-hmm. And with COVID and the increase in how much people are shopping online and the number of deliveries that people are experiencing, I think the pain points and the obvious environmental impact of just the sheer amount of deliveries that we're getting, and not just from the packaging, but just the sheer number of delivery trucks that are stopping at each of our houses, which I'll say that's probably been the most eye-opening thing over the last year, looking out my front window and every single day seeing 2, 3, 4, sometimes more delivery trucks stop at my home.
Yeah, listen, I think about it when we're ordering Amazon and it's like, how are you about kind of putting this all into one order? And I'm like, yes, I can wait a couple of days to get something. Tell me, though, how Olive works, Nate.
Sure. So you sign up, you download our app or on our site at shopolive.com. It's a free service to consumers. When you sign up, we create for you what we call your Olive address, and that's sort of your personal storage space at one of our consolidation centers, which we have two of them, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. And then when you shop with Olive at any of the sort of 100 or so retailers that we have affiliate relationships with, when you're going through the checkout process, either on desktop with the help of our Chrome extension or on an iPhone through our app, we help you insert that Olive address at checkout, and then the retailers pick, pack, and ship those orders like they normally would. They ship to our consolidation centers. We hold on to them for a couple of days until it's time for what we call your Olive Day, which is the one day, or in the case of New York City, you have 2 days per week that all of your orders come together delivered in one single reusable secure two-way shipper. And just one thing to call out there, very transparently at this initial outset, we're not eliminating the box from the source. The
right.
Retailers are still picking and packing into the boxes, shipping them to us, but we are getting what in the long run is actually the bigger environmental impact, which is the consolidation of multiple deliveries into a single delivery, which we're getting about a, what we call our sort of consolidation factor, about a 25% consolidation factor in terms of delivering more to a consumer's doorstep than would have previously been delivered in the status quo.
This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take and Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I like to understand the impact, especially since you're concerned about the environment, sustainability, that by using your service, how do we cut down on our carbon footprint by all of the, you know, e-commerce that we're doing and all the delivery that goes along with that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So when you look at the carbon footprint of the sort of post-purchase e-commerce supply chain, which is the piece that we're focused on, mm-hmm. you know, the biggest chunk of that, somewhere in the, you know, 50-60% range, comes from that sort of proverbial last mile of the truck stopping at consumers' homes. And the remaining half, you know, sort of 40%, is split roughly evenly between packaging and then what's called sort of the first and middle mile of getting that thing from the fulfillment center or store that it's coming from to the point of the final last mile delivery. And what we're tackling initially through this concept of consolidation is that largest chunk, which is the last mile delivery. Now, I know, as you pointed out, obviously those things are being delivered to us, but they're being delivered in bulk. So mm-hmm. we get one delivery per day from, you know, each of FedEx and UPS and other potential carriers at each of our facilities with all of the various orders. And then when we deliver them to consumers, we're getting on average about 1.25 shipments into every delivery that we make. So that would be, you know, roughly a 20% reduction on that sort of last mile for those packages to that consumer's home. But obviously, two pieces there. One, it's apparel only for right now, and mm-hmm. so there's lots of things that you can't purchase through affiliated retailers with Olive, and that will enable a much greater impact in the long term as we're able to service broader sets of categories. And then two, as I mentioned before, we're not eliminating the packaging from the source, but we're actually in the midst right now of working with our very first retailer to actually integrate directly with their supply chain, where we would provide the packaging in their fulfillment centers so that they pick and pack their orders into that from the source. And that will be the goal over time, to, as volume supports it, with each of the retailers on the platform, to do that more direct integration to eliminate the packaging.
Right. So in other words, to help them to kind of be better when it comes to their environmental impact. Because I'm right? Is that fair?
Totally.
Yeah.
Hey, both from environmental impact and from a customer experience perspective, because there's other benefits that come from the Olive delivery experience, mm-hmm. especially from the consumer side of things. Not only do they not have to deal with the hassle of managing the waste from the delivery, if they have any returns, they just put it straight back in the packaging, leave it on their doorstep, and we pick it up.
That's really interesting. Well, and, you know, part of your value is also going to be in, or at least part of your attraction, I guess I should say, is the retailers on your site. And there's a bunch that are certainly, you know, in my wheelhouse: Rag & Bone, there's Aloe, there's a lot of them, Anthropology. So you're definitely catching my attention here. How quickly are you signing up a lot more retailers? How easy is that to do?
Sure. So we've had a ton of outreach following our launch around 6 weeks ago or so was our sort of unveiling of the service to the public. So we have a sort of backlog of retailers that we've signed up as affiliate partners that's probably 50% more than what's already on the site. You know, mm-hmm. from the retailer side of things, we make it very low effort, so it's easy to come onto the platform. But there is some configuration on our side to make sure that that whole olive address thing that we were talking about before, that assisted entry process for customers is working smoothly before we turn them live on the platform.
What's the trickiest part of what you're doing? Because I think one of the things that I'm thinking about is what I love about e-commerce, and I definitely guide myself to places that are easy, that make the whole process for me easy. If I need to return it, I like it when there's a brick and mortar that I have that flexibility. What is it that you think you've got to make sure you're doing to really attract a lot of customers? I mean, how many customers right now do you have on your site?
So, like I mentioned, we only launched six
no, that's right.
or so.
Sorry.
So we have several thousand folks who have signed up, but daily order volume is still quite modest, as we've not really even turned on marketing yet either.
Okay.
To any significant level.
Fair enough. So what do you think, though, that you have to make sure makes sense so consumers kind of get it and it's easy? Because anything that makes it more difficult, people are going to find another option.
No, absolutely. What we're focused on right now is really consumers understanding what this olive address is and how it enables the service, because it is something that's different from a traditional checkout process. So we're working on things to make it even easier and more transparent to the customer around how the olive experience works. And we've gotten tons of great feedback in our first month or so post-launch on how to do just that for consumers.
Really, really cool stuff. And I hope you'll come back and kind of give us updates on how things are going. I've got to ask you, though, I'd be remiss by not reaching out to you. Just got about a minute or so left here. It feels like e-commerce, Nate, just exploded over the past year. What stands out for you over these past 12 months? And who do you think really just hit it out of the park? And again, just got about a minute or so, a little bit less.
Yeah, I mean, not to tout my former employer, but I think Walmart did a phenomenal job, especially leveraging their footprint of stores and their fresh grocery offering with the simultaneous launch of the Walmart Plus offering, which I've signed up for myself as well, and I think it's a great service.
All right. Good to know. Hey, listen, do come back and let us know how things are going, especially as we get into the later months of the year. I'd love to get an update. Nate Faust, founder of Olive, co-founder of Jet.com, which he was just talking about Walmart. And of course, that was sold to Walmart back in 2016.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take and Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.